This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A smoky Saturday air quality alert for the entire state through Monday. So take it easy out there. If you're out on the water trying to catch fish, can't blame you. Summer is here in late May, even though summer doesn't officially start until later in June. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been great. It's wonderful up here. Good afternoon, Steve. It's fishing is just incredible right now, but you know, it's typical late May, early June. Every lake is gone. It's just wonderful to be alive right now because it is just insanely good right now. And the water temperatures are climbing a little bit. They're like 62, 63, which is just prime. And finding walleyes and crappies right a little bit deeper now than last week. They're more like 8 to 13, 8 to 12. They're not quite up in that super shallow stuff anymore, but yeah, the bite is just incredible, and it's only going to get better. You know, June is probably the best month of the year for fishing, and I see the heat, you know, that we've been having has definitely got the weed growth kind of, you know, growing a little bit and being a little bit of an issue, seeing a little bit of algae in some lakes, but we have that cool down coming next week, which is going to drop the temperatures, and we're going to get a bunch of rain in lakes country, and that's going to be good, and that'll kind of retard the growth. And but right now, it's just insanely good, and I've been using a lot of plastics, not a lot of live bait, just using like a 3-inch plastic minnow imitator and a tiny jig and working weed lines and break lines and catching rock bass, largemouth, walleyes, crappies. I mean, this is the best time of the year. It's just doesn't matter what lake you're going to. It's just like everything is just going, which is, you know, kind of typical, really, for this time of the year.
You probably don't even want to sleep. You're kind of like, do I really need to sleep, or you're probably up before first light and probably want to be out there after dark.
Well, I don't do the after dark thing anymore,
okay.
Steve. I don't do that, but definitely early. You know, the key is to get on the water right away in the morning when the sun is coming up. And get a good 5-6 hours in before the water skiers and the jet skiers start going. And those fish are just going nuts, you know, right away the first 2-3 hours in the morning. You know, they're very aggressive and somewhat shallow and just a great time to be out. And Memorial Weekend was pretty crazy. There was, just a ton of people out. It was just amazing. When I got to the access with a couple of clients, at 6:30 in the morning, nobody was there. And when we came off at 11, there were 65 trailers, you know, parked up on the highway, on the roads. So people are definitely getting out. You know, when we get these, you know, nice 2-3 days of good weather, you know, the fishermen are out. There's no doubt about it, which is good. It's great to see that, you know, participation. Everybody's totally into it. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You just got to, you know, pace yourself and make sure you don't go there at 3 p.m. You go there at 6 a.m. and try to get your licks in before everything, you know, gets kind of crazy.
Yeah, and the challenge is June can be very unsettled and fronts and storms, et cetera, and keeping an eye on the weather is imperative. And when you get, you know, through that front and things calm down a little bit, look out. The bite is phenomenal. This is prime time.
Yeah, I'm a little sad about this Monday stuff that's coming in. It sounds like, you know, somewhat severe weather, and the temperature is going to drop about 20 degrees. So I've got like 3 groups this week, and I'm thinking, yeah, this might take 36 hours, maybe 48 hours for things to kind of turn around, because fish do not like lightning. They don't like, you know, big drops in temperature, and it can really shut things down. I'm a little nervous about that, depending, you know, how intense it is. If it's just a minor glitch and not a big deal, it shouldn't, you know, make a difference. But if it's somewhat severe with lightning and heavy rain, it's definitely going to, you know, put the fish off. But temporarily, you know, it's just a temporary thing, and then we just have to adjust accordingly. But, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. But June is, you know, such a great month. Even if, you know, with the weather hiccups we have, June is still just a fabulous month.
You know, I've never asked you this before, but with groups, and you're a guide by trade, Steve, and you've been joining us for a long time here on the radio. Are there, and I would assume there have been situations where it's like, guys, we're not going today. It's just too unsettled. It's not happening. Where you've had to call it off, postpone it a day or another time.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, I've been doing this for 40 years, and it's like, yeah, I can tell you how we're going to do just according to the weather situation and what, you know, has been happening in the last 2-3 days up to a particular date. And I can pretty much dictate what's going to happen before we even drop the boat in the water. And I'm usually right most of the time. So when I see this coming in, you know, I might have to delay, you know, people a day or two, yep, and let them make the decision and say, from my experience, it's going to be a rough ride, and, you know, let's push it off for a couple of days. And most people understand that, and, you know, they're able to do that. But I can kind of tell, you know, what's going to happen, and it's usually correct most of the time. But people are pretty flexible. They understand, you know, where I'm coming from, and I let them make the decision. It's like, this is what I think is going to happen. You decide. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. All right, Steve, well, have a good week, and hopefully no one has to deal with any severe weather. There is that chance early in the week, so be aware of that. Nope. As we get a front in here.
All right, you have a great weekend, and hopefully the smoke will clear out of here in the next couple of days. It's pretty intense. It's almost like overcast all the time. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah, we've had to deal with that the last few years. All right, Steve, we'll do it again next week.
All right. Sounds great, Steve. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. By the way, our outdoors coverage, typically on a Sunday between 5 and 6. Rob Dreisline from Outdoor News, but the Twins and Mariners play a late game in Seattle. First pitch coming up tomorrow afternoon at 3. So Rob's show on Outdoor News. But typically, Sundays between 5 and 6. A lot of great guests. Tons of great info with Rob and the Outdoor News here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is 4:14. We'll break. Timberwolves season over. Down in 5 in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. The number one seed Oklahoma City Thunder advance. They await the winner of that Knicks-Pacers series out east. Chris Hine will join from the Star Tribune here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A disappointing end to the Timberwolves playoff run this week in Oklahoma City. The Thunder demolish the Timberwolves in Game 5 and advance to the NBA Finals. Will it be the Knicks or the Pacers? We could indeed find out tonight. It is Game 6, Indiana up 3-2. If they don't decide it tonight, Game 7 would be Monday. The final start Thursday. Once again, Oklahoma City, a dominant year this year, and certainly had trouble with Denver, not much trouble with the Timberwolves, with the exception of Game 3. And to sort all of it out, Chris Hine joins. He covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Chris, good to visit with you again.
Good to see you, Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, certainly a tough Game 5. And it's one of those where you have to tip your cap to Oklahoma City. They won 68 games. They were the number one seed. They have the MVP. They have this deep young roster. It's just unfortunate the Timberwolves didn't show up for Game 5.
Yeah, I think they were emotionally spent after Game 4. I think that was when the series was truly lost, with the Wolves not being able to tie it up 2-2. And, you know, listen, closeout games can be funky sometimes in the NBA. It's not just the Wolves. You know, look at how Boston got eliminated in that series against the Knicks. You know, it's just sometimes the energy is just weird and different when your season's about to be over. And this happened to them last year, too. In Game 5 against Dallas, they got crushed as well. So, you know, it's hard, especially to start as poorly as they did in Game 5, 1-for-11 from the floor. To really generate the energy you need to come back.
Yeah, and before we talk about the Timberwolves as they move into the offseason and a lot of big decisions, a bit about the Thunder. We pointed out 68 games in the regular season, the number one seed, the MVP, a deep, talented, young roster, draft picks galore. Now, there are no guarantees. They have not won the four games in the finals that would give them the title. Indiana's very good. The Knicks could give them trouble. Who knows how it'll play out. But the Thunder are the team to beat right now in the Western Conference. And everybody else has got to be thinking about what do we need to do to get better to be able to challenge this group going forward.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for at least the next few years. Listen, a lot of these young players are going to have to get paid at some point, and the Thunder will have to make some decisions on who is staying, who is going, and stuff like that, because they can't pay everybody on the roster. And they have to decide what they're going to do with all these draft picks, too, because, you know, you can only carry 15 main players on the roster. So, you know, yes, they have all these assets and players, but these players are going to have to get paid eventually. You can't hang on to all these draft picks without shedding players somehow, some way, or making trades. So, you know, as much as you can look in the crystal ball and say, yes, it's a bright future for Oklahoma City, and it certainly is, the aprons and the luxury tax and all that, it will come for them in the next few years here. However, they do seem to have about a 2-3 year window right now where they could maybe do some damage. And that's got to scare a lot of Western Conference teams. Maybe not so much the Wolves, but maybe some of these other teams in the West that have aging stars like the Lakers and the Warriors. And, you know, like the old guard may not have a really, really good chance of winning a title in the next couple of years if Oklahoma City stays on the trajectory that they are.
Yeah, and Chris, you bring up a great point. There are no guarantees. They say this about the NFL, but I think it's true in any pro league. It really is year to year. When Giannis and the Bucks won the title, it was kind of like, oh, they're poised to be dominant. Or Jokic and the Nuggets, same thing. Or even the Celtics. And, you know, now every club that won a title, it's like, oh, this is a budding dynasty. And here they all sit. Giannis could be on the move. I mean, it's crazy how it changes in this league year to year. And that has as much to do with the cap as anything.
It does. And it's the cap. It's injuries. You know, it's the parity that the cap has forced onto the league. And the second apron era is really making that a reality right now. Teams have to make decisions. You know, if you carry, let's say, two players on a max contract these days, it's very hard to have depth around those two guys given where the second apron is right now. So it's, you know, that's why you saw the Wolves trade Cat last summer. So after, you know, Rudy Gobert will no longer be on a max deal after this year. His extension goes down to about 35 million next year. Anthony Edwards will be the only player on the Timberwolves on a max deal, and I think that's just the reality of the league right now. Is you got to make choices. Do you want to load up on like 2-3 stars and sacrifice depth, or do you want to try to have depth on your roster right now? Oklahoma City, going back to them, is in a position right now where they have some guys on rookie deals and they're able to have depth. You know, Chet Holmgren on a rookie deal, Jalen Williams on his rookie deal. That's why I say they have like that 2-3 year window before Jalen Williams is up for his big contract and Chet is up for his big contract. So they have that time right now while those guys are on rookie deals. For the Wolves, they opted to make the Towns trade, and they got two pieces back, Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, and they had depth that was able to overwhelm the Lakers in the first round and the Warriors in round two. So depth pays off in this new era, but at the same time, you do need the star power up top, and I'm not sure where the Wolves are headed after this and what they may look at big picture in the next 2-3 years alongside Anthony Edwards, but you know they're in a better position than most, I'll say that.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. Anthony Edwards, the constant, and then beyond that, a lot of speculation about, you know, Julius Randle and his future. You're likely stuck with Rudy Gobert, and I don't mean that to disparage Rudy, but he is still, even though it's not a max contract, still making a lot of money, and you know the Timberwolves may want to use that money somewhere else, but you're going to have Gobert. I doubt anybody's going to pick up that deal, but there are a lot of decisions along the lines of Randle and others. Who do you keep? This team will look different next fall.
It will. I don't know that everybody can come back. They're going to try, you know, the piece I'm writing for the Star Tribune, which I think should be up tomorrow. It's going to talk about how the Wolves are trying to operate as a team under the second apron after being above it this season, just because that carries with it so many roster building restrictions if you stay above it for multiple years. So I think they, like a lot of the rest of the league, is trying to get under that second apron threshold. That's going to mean that, you know, of the three potential free agents they have, Julius Randle, Naz Reid, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I don't think all three are going to be able to come back. And so you just kind of have to see how it shakes out. Reid and Randle have player options. Do they opt in? Do they opt out? If they opt out, you know, that means other teams could potentially sign them. What is their market value at that point? And that will dictate, you know, whether one of the three comes back, two of the three of the three, however it shakes out, we'll see. But just running the numbers, I think it would be very hard for all three to come back and the Wolves stay under that second apron.
Now, you have a book on Anthony Edwards called Ant, and it's available for pre-sale. It'll come out very soon. I saw a post on social media, a handsome-looking book.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it looks like it's officially out Tuesday, but I think bookstores around the area, people are tweeting me pictures that they're buying it, and various Barnes & Noble, Majors & Quinn in Uptown there has it out for sale as well, and I rolled through there and signed their copies last night when somebody told me that they were there. So go pick up a signed copy at Majors & Quinn if you'd like. And yeah, it's out. It's seemingly out now around the Twin Cities. So if you want to go get a copy, go out and get a copy. I appreciate the support.
Yeah, and is it your first? I mean, that's got to be a thrill. Hey, I did this. It's tangible. I know articles in the paper are tangible and all of that, but that's got to be a great feeling to put in all that work and here it is.
Yeah, it's really been cool to see the people getting it. It's been cool to hold it in my hands when I did that for the first time, you know, just have that and be able to hand copies to, you know, the people around the team that helped me with it and just to say thank you for, you know, because it is a dream come true for me as a writer and, you know, something that I, you know, when I became or wanted to become a writer, it's something you always think of doing, but you never know if you're going to get the opportunity. And the opportunity came along this time last year, and here we are a year later, and I've got it in my hands. So it's really cool. I'm not going to shy away from that.
Oh yeah,
that emotion. It's very cool to see.
Yeah, congrats again on that. About Ant, he's saying all the right things, but in the Western Conference Finals a year ago, and in the Western Conference Finals this year, he probably didn't play as well as he wanted to. And he's saying all the right things about going back to the drawing board and trying to get better. And that is certainly a good sign. If he's going to continue to climb the ladder of NBA superstars, if you will, he's at least saying the right things.
Yeah, it is. And listen, this is part of the learning curve. And not a lot of 23-year-olds get the chance to learn from two consecutive Western Conference Finals. So if you're taking the long view of Anthony Edwards' career, you know, this is another notch on the belt, another learning moment. And I think Chris Finch might have said it the other day, you know, look at the Boston Celtics. Look at how many times this iteration of the Celtics with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were in the conference finals, or, you know, they even made the finals a few years ago against the Warriors and lost. Like, how many times they made deep runs, didn't quite get there, and then eventually they got over the hump, right? So, you know, that's what you're hoping right now, is that Ant is acquiring this knowledge, figuring out what it's like to play against different styles, different kind of teams, what is needed in these moments. And that's what you're hopeful for. Because 5 years from now, he'll be entering the peak of his career physically at about 28 years old. And you hope but all this experience that he's gaining now will be paying dividends at that point in his career.
And going into next season, one final thought, Chris. Big picture, ownership issues settled, and what that looks like, whatever changes. It appears with Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry, who will be the guys running the thing going forward, and Glenn Taylor will be out of the picture, that there won't be upper level management changes, and then beyond that, you would assume head coach Chris Finch is safe.
Yeah, I would expect as of right now, no changes to kind of that basketball ops side of things. You know, Tim Connolly has an opt out in his deal, but I would be surprised sitting here today if he wasn't back in, you know, next season and beyond. Same Chris Finch, obviously. Tim Connolly is a big Chris Finch supporter, and in general, Tim Connolly does not overreact to whatever the fan base may be feeling about a certain coach. He's stuck by Michael Malone in Denver all those years, and that paid off in a championship eventually for the Nuggets. So, you know, this is going to be the infrastructure that's in place, and potentially for a long time. And that's something that Wolves fans aren't really used to. You're not used to having continuity like this from the top down. But, you know, I think that's a helpful thing for the organization, a helpful thing for the development of the young players on the roster. And, you know, it's this 2 year period is the most successful 2 year period in Timberwolves history.
Right.
So, you know, keep it going and see where it takes you next.
And figure out a way to beat the Thunder next year. How about that?
Or whoever's thrown in front of them. You never know. In the crazy NBA, you never know what's going to happen. Who's going to get traded where? What team becomes a super team or whatnot? We'll find out in a few weeks when free agency comes around. Because if there's anything I learned covering 17 seasons of the NBA, crazy things happen. You never know how the league is going to shift around.
Yeah, look at the Mavericks. You know, healthy year out of Davis, and they got the kid coming in from Duke. Who knows?
That's exactly it. And then you see trades like the Luka Doncic trade. It's a crazy league.
All right. Always good. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
There he is, Chris Hine of the Star Tribune, brand new book on Ant. It is on the shelves. Official release date coming up this week. Once again, Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Quick break. We'll have the weather. We'll get into some of the other headlines. Stanley Cup Final is set. Those long road trips, Edmonton to Florida, back in play for the second year in a row. We'll talk a little next. U.S. Open women's golf at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. Jam-packed leaderboard. Not a great day for Nelly Korda. Still in the mix, but would need to go low on Sunday to win the trophy. We'll get into all of that here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We brought up a marathon. Distance running, not a good idea. Strenuous exercise. Not a good idea. But I think we're on the same page, Lindsay. Marathon, never. My brother did it, and he's about 10 years younger than me, and I give him a lot of credit. He trained, and he finished the Twin Cities Marathon. He has a medal to prove it. It was all legit. He didn't hop on a scooter or a moped halfway through and ride to the state capitol. He did it. My wife did it years ago. And I was super proud of it. I just don't have that in me. Nope. Never really been into distance running.
I don't get the runner's high. I've never gotten the endorphin rush, and that just shows you how much suffering I put in for competing in college sports, because I never got anything out of it. It was just a lot of nerves and a lot of sweat. But
So in other words, dry land wasn't your favorite type of training.
Steve, do you want to know what I run at summer camp? You'll never guess. You'll never guess who's leading dry land. I run a really damn good dry land program, actually, because all you do is you compile a bunch of drills that, you know, I've acquired from church camp back in the day, like Nine Square or Buffalo Chips during my tennis days, which is basically just glorified fetch, where I say, I hit the ball up in the air, I say, go get it before it bounces twice.
Yeah.
And so a dry land's great as a coach, not as a player. That I cried for.
Yeah, I would assume that wasn't fun. I like the games. I played sports for the games.
Yes.
Not for the practice. No. I did it because you have to be able to play, but it is all about the game action for sure. Speaking of game action, NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Can Cat get to the finals? And here's the thing. Indiana's up 3-2. A game 7 would be on Monday if it happens. The NBA finals start later in the week. Oklahoma City against either Indiana or New York. You can't judge a trade if Cat and the Knicks get to the finals, in my opinion. I don't think you can say, oh, he got to the finals and
So he won.
Knicks won the trade.
Okay.
Now, if they win the title, if Tibbs and Cat are hoisting and hugging the Larry O'Brien trophy, then you can say they won the trade. Then you can say it. But just getting to the finals, I don't think you can say they won the trade.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks have not been to the finals for a really long time, and we've never gone, we being the Wolves that I'm not involved with in any way, shape, or form. But there is a certain – kind of cloud that's around New York that I think there is something to finally breaking through that seal. But in terms of making that equal to what the suffering that's going on here, no. But the we'll see how Kat, they're asking him, Kat, when are you going to stay out of foul trouble? We've been asking him that question for years, Charles, for years. Is he going to figure it out?
Something to do tonight. It'll be the Knicks and the Pacers game six, if there's a game seven once again on Monday. Stanley Cup final is set. Now remember, folks, it is the NBA Finals, and it is the Stanley Cup final. And that is particularly important north of the border. So just keep that in mind. Florida, Edmonton again. I haven't seen a ton of stories yet on all the air miles. They did that ad nauseum a year ago. Yes, anybody can look at a map and know that from the Miami area or Fort Lauderdale area to Edmonton, Alberta, is a long flight. And they're going to do it again. I am, for so many reasons, Canada loves hockey. I'd love to see the Oilers bring the cup back to Canada. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, over 20 years at that. And we all know about the glory that used to be in Edmonton. And there's a little conspiracy out there that when they let Wayne go to L.A., that eventually the NHL would make good on that, that export that they decided to go for. And that the league was in a better place because of it. But when you get four number one overall picks in basically like 7 years, and one of them didn't even work out, they just traded him for a bucket of pucks. But it feels like a natural ascension for that team. What they're getting this year that they didn't last year is consistent goaltending. They had Cal Picard playing for the majority of the early parts of the playoff, but then Stuart Skinner had to step in with Picard's injury, and he's been lights out. And so maybe it's just it's more of a 16 games or 16 wins get you a Stanley Cup from the playoff. And we all know there's a few more games in between there. But the mental toll that goaltending takes, and I'm very uniquely familiar with that, not necessarily at this level, but just seeing like the comments that Pete DeBoer made about Jake Oettinger and blaming him for the reason why Dallas lost their series when they had like five goals, maybe six games. I just listened to Otter's press conference, very professional, very demure, as the kids would say, but I would expect nothing from a Minnesota Sun. But it sometimes those are the little things where you're just getting a little bit better play in net. You're taking a few less penalties. You know, Darnell Nurse isn't playing as much time. But now the thing is, though, Steve, no Zach Hyman on the back door. I think he broke his wrist or his hand in the last round. And so there's a little bit of tinkering. I think the Florida Panthers have a better overall roster. But it's Connor's time to take that step, right? It's time.
Yeah, and I think it's Canada's time. It is, after all these years, and you point out the great high-end scoring for the Oilers. Love to see it. And they almost pulled it off a year ago, down 3-0, roared back. They get beat in Game 7. Hopefully the Oilers get off to a better start in this series in the Stanley Cup Final. Now, you brought up Oettinger in those comments, and I did listen to it. I didn't hear it, but then I read about it, and then it's like I got to listen to his comments. And I think he could have been more delicate in how he handled that, because
Pete DeBoer,
the team lost the series, and you know, to hang it on a goaltender who's been so good. You know, it was something along the lines, well, we've lost 6 of 7. It's like we've lost 6 of 7 to the Oilers in the playoffs over the last couple of years, and it's Jake's fault?
Right. Well, and here's the thing about
Pete
DeBoer.
That was the vibe I got.
Here's the thing about Pete DeBoer. I did the math when I was in Vegas, because remember, he used to be the Vegas Golden Knights coach. And when they hired him on, I did the math about how long he usually lasts, because Pistol Pete is one of those guys that you're able to implement and they immediately usually find deep postseason success, whether that's a conference final trip or a trip to the finals. And we all know his record in game sevens. But in those locker rooms, a lot of times he's had a leader, like an elder statesman. When he was in New Jersey, that was Zach Parise. When he was in San Jose, that was Joe Thornton. That was Patrick Marleau. Those guys left. When Joe Pavelski left, right? And that core started to kind of disseminate. He never really fit in Vegas, mostly because he was the not the first coach. People didn't really agree with Gerard Gallant. But that 2.5 year, it's like clockwork, Steve. He finds his way out of those jobs in 2.5 years. He gets a big burst early on, but then I don't think he's he's not like a connective tissue coach. He's good at building bones, but he's not good at a connective tissue and keeping people together when stuff gets hard versus a surprise and success. And so I wouldn't be surprised, considering they just signed Jake Ottinger to a long-term deal. I don't know if it's going to be this year, but if Pete DeBoer gets fired next season, this is where the reasoning is.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He will get another job.
Always.
Because that's what they do in the NHL. They just recycle these guys.
And you're more likely to get fired as a head coach in the NHL if you're coaching a good team versus bad. Because when you look at the economics of the league, when you think about COVID, you had a flat cap. All the contracts are guaranteed. The easiest thing to do to shock a team, whether that's midseason, whether that's before playoffs, whatever, is to get rid of a coach. And so they and with the success that Pistol Pete finds early on in those tenures, there's going to be a lot of people knocking on his door.
Well, and here's the thing. There's also the old saying, it's a lot easier to fire a coach, and you can't fire the players.
Yeah. Where was Mikko Rantanen for the last 7 games? Didn't have one damn goal. Not one.
Yeah. So, and you hang it on the goalie.
Of course. It's all our fault, Steve.
And a nice Minnesota kid, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. Twins highlights. They did something that's never been done in the major leagues, and they went over the Mariners. Maybe you went to bed. I stayed up for it, and I'm glad I did. We'll do that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. History was made in Seattle. Twins down 6-3 in the ninth, 2 outs. They score 3 to tie. Okay, that's happened. Then, in the 10th, the Twins score 6 runs and win 12-6. And as I understand it, that has never been done in Major League history. To come from 3 down with 2 outs in the 9th and then win the game by 6. Think of the thousands of Major League games every year. And since the start of the major leagues in roughly 1900, how many games there have been? It's never been done. Twins win 12-6. And this was quite a ninth inning. Here's the one that tied it. Larnick.
The 2-1. Swung on and lined back up the middle. That's a base hit. Here comes Byron Buxton. He will round. He will score. And we're all tied up at 6 apiece in the top of the ninth inning. The Twins won't quit. Trevor Larnick, with his 3rd hit of the night, plays Byron Buxton to tie this game.
And welcome back, Byron Buxton. And by the way, Carlos Correa with the runner on 2nd in the 10th.
And Correa swings and drives one to deep left field. Arozarena looks up, and it's into the bullpen for a 2-run homer.
How about that? Twins tack on more win. 12-6. We'll have much more on the Twins and Mariners following the news and weather at 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.